Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the show. It's our last show of 2016, and there's a lot of people out there that are happy to be saying goodbye to 2016. But what we have for you is some information for 2017. Sue, are you there?
I'm here. Okay.
So what's shaking?
Starting in January, as you know, Pat will be doing her Monday night. Since the first Monday on January 2nd is a holiday, we will be at the Courtyard Marriott, Monday, January 9th, from 7 to 9, and the address is 6333 Bristol Parkway in Culver City. It's from 7 to 9, and it's $10. And then we are moving our Orange County seminar. They're closing down the community center in Costa Mesa, so we've moved to the Newport Beach Civic Center. It's the community center for Newport Beach. And we will be there the first Wednesday of every month, which will be Wednesday, January 4th. It's from 7 to 8:30, and the address is 100 Civic Center Drive in Newport Beach. All of the information is on our website, drpatallen.com. It's got the times, the location, and the dates. And then for January, we're adding a new class. Right now, we're doing one-day workshops. We have a life script class. I added another one in for Saturday, January 14th. It's a one-day class. It's limited to 6 attendees. It's from 9 to 4 in Dr. Allen's Newport Beach office. It's $150, and I have two spots open. And then I'm adding a Getting to I Do class in February 18th. I'll be sending out a newsletter, so make sure you go onto our website and sign up for our newsletters. The Getting to I Do class will be from 9 to 3. It's $150, and it's limited to 6 ladies. Dr. Allen will walk them through how to do duty dating, phases of relationships. Do you want to be respected or cherished? It's all of Dr. Allen's teachings for 6 lucky ladies. So if you want to register.
It's only for ladies? Ladies only?
Well, it's probably going to be geared towards ladies. Men can go as well, but the format, what we've had in the past, is basically for ladies. It's going to tell them why sex before commitment is not a good deal. It's going to go, do you want to be respected or cherished? Why men run away? Is it go through the communication? It's basically teaching ladies how to be engaged or married within a year.
Mm-hmm.
If there's some men that want to come, they are welcome to come as well.
But the problem is, when I deal with men and women, it doubles the time needs.
Yes, because you got two different
men
formats.
Men can come to observe what I'm teaching to women, but I can't work on men's issues and women's issues in that short a period of time.
Well, if I get a call for men that want to go, I'll open up another date, because it's only limited to 6 ladies. So to have a man observe.
Well, I have no problem with having one just for men.
Okay.
And now, more question. Monday, the first Monday in January, is not the day we're doing our Monday show.
No. That's a holiday. So we are honoring that as New Year's holiday. We will be back Monday, January 9th. I will be sending out a newsletter with all the updating information. If you're not on our newsletter list, go to drpatallen.com. There's a part to sign up to be on our newsletter, and you'll receive monthly updates.
Awesome. So, folks, everyone, I want you to know, our call-in number is 323-203-0815. But when you call in, the station will be calling you back. You probably won't recognize the number. Please don't let it go to voicemail. It's very difficult for us to be able to communicate with you if we're getting your voicemail. So pick up that call when we call you back. Also, we have a great guy at the station. He's watching the phone lines, and he's getting your numbers. He's capturing your number. So you don't have to keep calling over and over again. He is going to get to you. Hopefully, eventually, we get a lot of calls. We don't get to everybody, but we do our very, very best. And with that, I'm going to say, Dr. Allen, you're on the air.
Yes. Good. Let me be out there.
Yeah, hi. I wanted to speak to Dr. Pat.
You're on the air live with Dr. Allen.
Awesome. Hello. Thank you.
Good. What can I do for you?
Well, Dr. Pat, I am hoping that you can prevent me from living the life of a spinster. It's a lot of responsibility I'm putting on you, but I feel like anyone can help me with this mission. It's you, Dr. Pat.
You know what? I have not been without a man in 35, well, I don't even know how long. So if it works for me at 82, I'm sure I can help you.
You're my spirit animal, Dr. Pat.
I what?
You're my spirit animal.
That's perfect, because we are all animals, and depending on how virtuous we are, we're either well-trained or we're wild, savage, and destructive.
Right.
I'm a cognitive behavioral therapist. I'm a transactional analyst. I'm an addiction specialist in alcohol and sexual addiction. That's basically, and I'm a marriage, family, child therapist in California. So I would dare say I am wise. I am living my life, and it is exactly the one I teach.
Beautiful.
And it works. So what can I do for you? Where are you acting like a masculine spinster? Because you know why women end up masters, men and spinsters?
Why?
Because they think narcissistically that they can cherish and respect themselves and they don't need anybody.
Mm. Well,
do you understand that? And I have no problem with that. It's called a spinster.
But I don't want to be a spinster, so I'm thinking you can help me
then
to open my mind.
Which side of your nature? Do you want to be respected for your brain?
Cherished.
Or do you want to be
cherished
for your body? Okay.
I want to be cherished.
Now, have you taken care of your body? Are you in shape?
Absolutely. I'm in great shape. Health is number one to me in my body and my mind and my spirit.
Good. Where are you marketing your booty, or are you hiding it in the closet?
I'm hiding it. I am marketing it on a few online sites. Online.
Good pictures.
Yeah, I think so.
And they're current. They're current.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay,
yep.
So you're not lying photographically.
No. Don't need to lie. Mm-mm.
And when you do your application or you do your profile, do you market your respectable, bright, productive side first and then your sensuous sexual side? Or do you market your sensual sexual side first and then your productive side? Which do you do?
I don't market a sexual side. I don't have a lot of that energy within myself.
You don't? Why? Where did it go? You're a girl.
Yeah, good question. I don't know. Was it menopause, a health situation in the last year?
No, but it is. It's an intellectual decision. Do you want to do good to feel good, or do you want to feel good to do good? Which is your goal?
I want to feel good. Well, can you
but
break that down a little
good,
bit?
Feel what?
Can you break that down a little bit, the difference between
feeling
the two?
Good is... when I get up in the morning, or especially at night, when I set my Lyman, I design three things that are going to give me pleasure the next day. You can plan for today, but you have to intend for tomorrow. So when I do my Lyman, do you know what doing your Lyman is?
No.
Okay, the Lyman is 3 to 4 minutes between consciousness and unconsciousness. You know when you set your Lyman to wake you up at 5 o'clock?
Yes.
That's what you've done. But people don't know that you've got to set your Lyman every single night in order to get your subconscious, which is there's a great book called Subliminal by Maldonado, Melodino. Melodino. Subliminal. When you set your subconscious, it will instinctively, if you're a woman, take you to the right places, the right stores to get what you want to buy or you want to do. It's so magical, it's unbelievable. And here's what you do. The yin side of your nature is your pleasure side. So you write down three things that are going to please you tomorrow. Maybe it's getting a massage. Maybe it's having a date. Maybe it's, I don't know what it is, but have three things that feel good. And then three things, yang, yang, to do good. And if you're a man, you set three things you're going to do good in order to get three things to feel good. For example, a good man does three things productively and then goes to play golf. Do you see what I'm saying?
I see. Okay.
Where a girl says, I'm going to get my hair done and I'm also going to go to work and do this and that and so and so. Do you see?
Gotcha.
So setting your limen, limen is the word that grounds subliminal. So when you set your limen, you're setting your subconscious into productivity and pleasure. And remember, there are days that are work days. So you might set five things for productivity and two things for pleasure. But those two things better be a massage or a date with your boyfriend or girlfriend, depending on what sex you are. Do you see?
Okay.
So you've said, I'm ready to market, but it's like you're not taking it out to market it.
Yeah. I live in an area where there's not, I live in a more quiet area, and there's the population is a bit older.
You don't have one Starbucks?
Yeah, there is that, yes.
Well, wait, you know what Starbucks is? It's a bar without booze. Caffeine, yes.
Right.
And sugar.
Right.
But
yeah,
that's
and I did
where
go to a little coffee
go to
place
flirt.
Today.
What?
Yeah. I went to one of those, a more local place like that today, yes.
And did
I'm a
you
non-drinker.
Flirt? Did you look in the eyes and smile?
Well, unfortunately, there was only one person of the right age, and we met his lovely wife, and that was nice. That was fine.
Are you saying there was only one male person in that Starbucks?
In this local coffee place, yes.
Yeah, only one.
Yeah, there was maybe two under the age of 30, so that's not an option.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me that you let age to stop you from flirting and marketing?
Well,
honey, we're not applying for a husband. We're applying for strokes from a man that will inspire you to keep on doing. Duty flirting is the same as duty dating.
Ah, okay, got it.
So as soon as you limit, if it's a man and it's over 18, or you guess it's over 18, flirt.
Okay, got it.
You see?
Okay.
You won't have sex with him unless he can prove he's over 18.
Right. Okay.
All right. So
but
here's
I'm concerned
what we
I'm
found out.
I'm looking for like the wise monk, but who's also a man
Honey,
of business and the
I
world.
I appreciate. I want your body to get used to the pleasure of flirting.
Okay.
There's two ways, eyes and touching. Do you see what I mean?
Yes.
Men use their eyes to pick us. We use our ears to pick them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right.
So I want you to flirt, and if there's any newcomers out there, flirting in my world is looking in their eyes and smiling, but not talking. Talking is masculine.
Yes.
And if they speak to you, those are strokes coming in, attention strokes. We all need to be stroked. Do you see?
Yes.
And if there's any men listening, please use your eyes to pick a woman over 18 and flirt. But you ask a question like, do you like the snow or the rain or the tea? Something that allows her to hear your voice and to see that you're paying attention to her. So what are your contracts with me, caller? What are you going to do differently for having called me? I'm a behaviorist.
I'm going to put myself out at the one or two tea places we have here. I'm going to look in the eyes and smile with any male over 18, which is duty flirting.
Means all the way over as old as he, I don't care how old he is. Older men are very experienced and they truly appreciate flirting.
Okay. I can do that. Thank you.
Call back and report.
Thank you, my dear.
Set your lineman.
And set my lineman. Yes, my lineman. Thank you. Yes.
Good.
Thanks, caller.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
You too.
Kelly, did you notice poor dear darling Debbie Reynolds died? And you know what that heart attack was, don't you?
Yes, broken heart, definitely
Takotsubo cardiomyopathy. Lower chamber fills with fluid based on the shock. And I love, there was a psychiatrist on Good Morning America, and she described it happens in the first few days of the shock.
Yeah. Hey, caller.
Hello.
You're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hello.
Hi, yeah. Actually, hello, Pat. I was just calling to give you a report.
Oh, please.
A good one. Well, where the penny finally dropped. I get what you mean. On me, a thought that you've been saying for decades.
But
that men, the masculine, wants sensual and sexual. And they will
How long have you been in training with me?
I'm not done yet. There's more to know, though.
I know that, but how long have you been around me?
Over 10 years.
Over 10 years. How many thousands of times have I said 2/3 of the men at Harvard voted for sensual and sexual as a reason they mated? 1/3 for money and status. 2/3 of women mate and marry for status and money. 1/3 mate and marry for sensual and sexual, and they're called cougars.
Mm-hmm.
So congratulations, you heard the truth finally.
But what I finally also heard is that particularly for men, American men, they don't have the androgyny, therefore the thinking and the feeling at the same time. They can't speak and want to
what you're saying
have sex
is
with you at the
are,
same time.
There are fewer alphas in America that are male. And you know the reason for that? Too many mothers. There's a wonderful book called The War Against Boys. Too many mothers are so masculine that they castrate their sons of their masculine, competitive, conquering, and controlling skill. Don't be like that nasty little boy next door. Be like sweetie over here. Doesn't get dirty. Mm-hmm. Does everything mommy wants. Right? Mm-hmm. So in Europe, and I hate to say it, in other parts of the world, it becomes domination. But in America, we have raised our men to be such gentlemen that we have to be masculine with them.
Or what I've discovered is that they don't have the romantic, sexual, or sensual talk of European or other countries. So it can be just like they call you and want to have sex with you. Versus
And then you tell them, thank you for the invite, but I am not comfortable unless I'm in a committed, long-term, monogamous relationship. aiming towards marriage if that's what you want.
So the deal is, what I've discovered, the penny drop was that they're always going to want to, luckily, and I get what you mean now by luckily, want to have sex with you. But what I have to do is I have to train them, mold them into gentlemen to show them how they get it.
A man is a man till he meets a lady. It's supposed to be his mother, and he's supposed to be 10 years old. But rarely, rarely do we get mother to do the training to turn a boy into a gentleman. She generally either squashes him into a wuss, or she lets him run wild because she probably loves him better than his father, which is really sad.
So now it's up to us to train the ones that say rude things, like when they first meet you, is, shall I bring my overnight, well, not rude, but just sexual things like, shall I bring my overnight bag, you
yes.
know, and
including,
learning how to train them.
Including the condoms.
But learning how to train them, if that's not an option for me, such as like, yeah, you can bring it if you have a place to stay.
Yeah, right.
You know?
So,
you know, but I'm learning that not vilifying them for wanting to have sex with me, have intercourse with me very quickly.
Good.
Not blaming
now
them. That tells me that.
Mm-hmm. Now that you've got the penny drop, get out there and use it.
Thank you. I am. Thank you very much.
Good girl.
Thank you. Take care.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Hello, Kelly.
Hello.
Kelly, are you on?
Where are you?
Hi, caller. You're on the air with Dr. Allen. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
I'm Pat Allen.
I don't think we have a caller.
Sue, we thought you went away, Kelly.
Oh, no, I was here. I see we have a call up on our screen. So
I know. I think they're... They went off, though. Yep.
Okay. Well, anyway.
Oh, there's another one coming in.
Yep. So, Pat, yes.
What?
I was thinking it was really poignant. Caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen.
Hi. This is Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. Welcome to the show.
I didn't
you have
expect
a question?
To call. Oh. I do have a question.
What's your question?
So, I've been married for 2 years, and my husband and I are in an interracial relationship, and we had an issue last weekend where a couple of our groomsmen, actually, from a couple years ago, were bringing up some racial comments and essentially saying that they don't like minorities, and I'm the minority of the relationship,
and
also
what are you?
Using
what,
the N-word.
What is your cultural background?
Oh. I'm African American.
You're African American. Very good.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So,
and your mate's cultural background is?
He's white, Caucasian.
Okay.
Caucasian. Okay. And they said something rude in front of you?
Yeah, there were three of our groomsmen, good friends of ours, mostly his friends. One of them was using the N-word in a very derogatory
manner, really?
Not at me. Yeah, not at me, but in my presence. And then another
yes.
one mentioned a comment about not liking minorities on TV. And I was just sitting there, and I was waiting for my husband to say something because I didn't want to.
Why were you waiting for your husband? Why were you waiting for your husband?
Because I'm a pretty successful woman in my career, and so I've been experimenting with these concepts of being less aggressive in my personal life.
I want you to understand, not taking care of yourself is slave trade. Don't
wow.
make your husband your master. You have no idea. I love working with African Americans, which is totally different than working with Jamaicans, Ethiopians, Europeans. Do you know the reason? Because you darling women, you basically won't take care of yourself. So when you wait for your gringo Caucasian husband to take care of you, you're putting yourself back in that slave trade bit. Here's a tool that you would use with somebody rude enough to use a racial slur. You have a right to talk the way you're talking, but I'm uncomfortable with it. And unless it stops, I'm going home. Then your husband can go with you as a support system, but you've got to learn to speak up for yourself. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm just pausing and just reflecting on what you're saying.
Because there's no reason why you need a babysitter, your husband, since you are obviously a very alpha woman. You've got a brain and a heart. Is that true?
I do.
Is your husband an alpha? Has he a brain and a heart?
Not an alpha, but yes, he has a brain and a heart.
So what you're saying is, you're alluding to the fact that your husband is a beta, which means he's your wife, not your husband. Is that what you're saying to me?
Precisely.
Okay, then how can you expect your wife to protect you when the people that were insulting you were fighting with you as a man? I have no problem with you mated with a beta man. They're very loving, very sensual, very sexual. They just don't compete with alpha women.
I understand. And what kind of led up to this was I was making a comment a few weeks ago, jokingly saying that I'm the man and I wear the pants. And it was a joke.
And you said it to your husband?
I did.
That's the same as the N-word. Do you understand you're destroying your husband as a husband of whatever's left as a husband? Do you want to destroy him as a way to punish Caucasian men?
No, let me be clear. That's not what's happening here. It's not about punishing Caucasian men. That's certainly not what's happening. It was a comment made in response to a comment that all women cause problems in relationships and are moody. So I want to be clear that I'm not trying to punish
him as a Caucasian man. Did he say that, or did these other people? Who said that? Did your husband say that?
No, but he acquiesced to it.
What do you mean he acquiesced to it?
Hey, wait a minute. He agreed to the comment, and I said, hey, that's not true. All women are not moody. All women are not.
I'm coming out with a book, and it's called It's a Man's World and a Woman's Universe. Do you understand that what that statement says is we women, because we're very, very, our brains are built, our chemistry is built to be both intellectual and feeling-centered, and beta men either serve us, okay, or compete with us. Alpha men compete with us. You're married to a gentle man, right?
Mm-hmm.
That may be because being a successful alpha woman, you have enough respect and power outside of your home that at home you want to be with the gentle soul. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. But you're now insulting him for being your wife. I know he's your wife, but we don't have to use that with him. And we can't ask him to protect you since you're a bigger, stronger man than he is. Take care of yourself.
I appreciate that.
So, number one, do you want to be married to a male at all?
Absolutely.
Okay. Do you want a gentle beta man for a mate.
I do, but there are some scenarios where, you know, people must assert themselves.
No, dear. Wait a minute. That's his business when he's attacked. What you're doing, you're a stronger man than he is, but you want him to fight your battles. That's you doing the groveling, beta-faking, alpha woman slave. Please don't portray yourself as a slave. Stop it.
But let me ask you a question. What about when we procreate and we have children, and these same people, you know, make these same comments in the presence of our children? Are you stating?
You had better, if you're present, you take a stand. If you're not present, he has to deal with whatever they do. Please do not burden your husband with a projection of alpha. He's there for sensual and sexual pleasure. He is not your competitor, and he is definitely not skilled at being your protector. Please don't handle him that burden. He has a right to be predominantly feminine with you.
But let me ask you another question. What if, taking race out of it, what if someone made a comment about a woman being overweight?
Issues. What?
What if somebody made a comment about, you know, somebody's wife being fat? Are you saying that the woman who is overweight should still be the one that, you know, responds to those individuals? Or
every woman has to have the right to take care of herself. Now, if she's with an alpha man, he'll shut her up and take over, won't he?
Yes.
Was your dad an alpha or a beta?
Alpha.
He was an alpha. Was your mother an alpha or a beta?
A beta.
She was a beta. Well, I hate to mention, do you have a brother?
Yes.
Is he an alpha or a beta?
A beta.
And does he have an alpha wife, girlfriend?
None of the above.
He has nothing. Is he gay?
Nope. He's more like a recluse.
Okay, so what he's done is gotten out of the game entirely.
Yes.
Okay, do you understand that I'm picking up your resentment at being married to a beta man, even though he brings you pleasure? Is that correct?
Whew, I think you're right.
And are you willing to stand up for yourself, sir, woman?
Yes.
I was raised 82 years ago to be a patriarchally raised. My mother was a man. My father was an alpha. My mother wasn't. And I ended up acting like a slave under the pressure of women do this. I was a Catholic in the Midwest who was raised to act as if I was a zero, when really what I was a doormat 10. I am a 10 now, and I only relate to alpha men because I like the equality of it. You, at your stage, need cherishing because you probably are your father's son. Is that correct?
Yes.
Then please do not insult or burden your husband with jobs that you can handle far better than he can.
Okay.
Take care of yourself.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Thank you for calling.
Thanks, caller.
Okay, bye now.
That was a heavy one, and that's a very big hotbed issue with respect to what was going on.
You know where I got this? I take a lot. I was born in Chicago. And I was in the, you know, right now, what do they say? More guys, more people got, 12 people got killed this month in Chicago because there's a lot of ethnic issues, even way back when. And I swore.
Hello.
I would do what I could to help. And what I just said to this darling lady.
Hello.
Is the truth I found out. Okay?
Right.
So let's see what the next caller has.
All right, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen.
Hi, guys. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Yes. What can we
do for you? Well, I'm calling because, well, I'm going to be brief because I know, Dr. Allen, you don't like me to ramble on. Basically, it's a guy that took me out on one date 2 months ago. And
yes.
We went out, had a great time, and then after that, he would just text me here and there, not suggesting going out per se, or waiting till the last minute. Like,
or was he waiting for you to chase him?
I think so, because he's reached out to me.
That's called bait and switch. You had a good time. Was it his date? He asked you out.
Yes, he asked me out.
Was he a gentleman with you?
Yes.
Did he cherish your feelings?
Yes, he did.
Okay.
Yes.
Then don't be surprised. You want to send him a hi-bye letter?
Well, no. I mean, we still talk. Like, that was the thing. He just texted me yesterday saying, Merry Christmas. And he said, how was your Christmas?
And
he didn't text me on Christmas. Yesterday, I responded back. I said, it was great. Thanks for asking. How was yours? He responds back and says, it was very nice. Thanks. In the conversation. And I was
like,
I
got news for you. What he's doing is baiting and switching. Let him keep it up until he realizes you cannot be conned into being a man. You cannot be conned.
Right. Exactly. And he's 53, by the way, just so
okay,
you know.
Okay, 53. Yeah. 45 to 55. They're melting. Their testosterone's going down. Their estrogen is impacting them. And that's a very feeling-centered system. As they get older, they need to feel good to do good. So my recommendation is keep on answering his calls until he either stops and realizes he's got to take action or goodbye.
So there's nothing I could say, because I remember before you told me something like that he was saying basically kick me, like he
yes,
basically
he was.
Wants
yes,
me to reject
he is.
Him.
He wants you to do something that will set up the game. So don't.
But why do you think that is? Because that's what I didn't ask you before. Like, can you
because
elaborate on that? Like,
Because he's afraid of you.
Okay, but why would he be? I'm in my 30s, by the way. So why would he be afraid of a younger woman when he's a successful guy on Wall Street?
Because he's probably been chased by half of the masculine women on Wall Street. Is he cute?
No, not really. Not to me.
Okay.
I mean, he's short, not a looker, but he has money.
Oh, he has money.
Yeah.
So he attracts women
yeah.
who need the money. Did you sound like a gold digger?
No. I have my own business, and he knows that. So.
And he knows that.
So you see, what
that did was he lost the power of his money. You say he's not cute enough to sexually pursue, and you're not a gold digger, so he has to find out by intuitive judgment that if he doesn't call you and ask you out, nothing's going to happen because you don't need his stinking money, and you're not going to rape him.
Right, and that's why I didn't understand the 10 o'clock at night texts. He would text me, hey, I'm at such and such bar, you know, do you want to meet up here? Or, hey,
you
I'm
going to
be
doing.
In your neighborhood.
He's
you know?
Doing a bed check, and he's inviting you to come up and play with him.
Is this like a booty call?
What?
Is it like a booty call? Is he calling for like a booty
it's
call?
It's booty. It's I call it bait and switch.
Mm-hmm.
They had one date. It set it up. They're chemically attracted to each other. Otherwise, she wouldn't be upset and he'd be calling. And what he's doing is he's standing back and waiting for her to chase him for some reason. And what he's setting up right now is sexually chasing him, not financially, because she already blew him out of the water when she said she had her own company.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. We met at a barbecue, and he asked me for my information, and I gave him my, I know, I wasn't even looking at him in that way, so I gave him my business card. So that's how he knew that I had.
I understand that.
Yeah,
but
and the booty call thing.
You did feel right. The chemistry.
Yeah, I mean, there was some attraction there. And yeah, he's
and
never
he
been to my
it
house.
Too.
He never. Yeah, we've never been intimate in any way, shape, or form. And I don't think he thinks that he could just come over. Like, he doesn't know where I live. Like, you know, but he knows the area.
That,
so
he could invite you over in the middle of the night. That kind of thing.
Exactly. Yeah,
he's got 8 weeks between every call, text, fax.
I'm just annoyed. I'm just annoyed. Like yesterday, I was just like, well, why bother to text me and ask me how Christmas was?
Darling,
if you're not going to start a conversation.
You were going to say that to him?
Of course not. I'm saying it to you, but I was thinking it to
I know
myself.
That.
Like, you know, why bother to reach out if you're not going to engage in conversation?
Because he hasn't finished the run on the game of bait and switch.
I see.
If I were you, I would joyously respond to every one of his reach outs until he realizes he's not going to beat you at the game.
Ah, I see. And that's what I've been doing, so I guess I'm doing a good job. Because he
doing
keeps reaching out with nonsense.
He's still calling you, right?
Yeah, texting, but he hasn't called.
Texting, I mean
texting.
Calling, texting, emailing, faxing.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I want you to answer everything as if he's your best date.
I love it. I love it. I will do that. Perfect.
Okay.
Well, thank you. Thank you guys so much. Have a happy new year, and I'm sure I'll
you
be calling
too,
in 2017.
Okay.
We look forward to it. Keep us updated.
Good.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks, caller.
Bye-bye.
So, yeah, what I was saying was lots of things going on with that whole racial thing, but quite unusual that three of the groomsmen at their wedding would respond that way. It's almost if they're playing what I call the colorblind card, and that card is not a very good card to play. It doesn't.
No, but you have to go through your dark side to get your light side.
That's true. So you were saying a psychologist was on the air talking about what happened with Debbie.
Yes. Rose. Yes. She was telling about the broken heart syndrome. She didn't use the Takotsubo. Takotsubo is the name of the doctor that did the latest research. And the cardiomyopathy heart attack is a normal medical term.
Right. So, let's see here. We have a question.
What's
from
up?
Our Facebook audience. Let me get it up here. And I think we have a call coming in, too. We do. Hello, caller. You're on the air with Dr. Allen.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Dr. Allen.
What can I do for you?
My question is, a lovely man met me on a dating app.
Good.
He's European,
good.
Born and raised in the United States for 9 years. Took me out on the first date, asked me out on the second date. I've been following I've been using your tools.
Good.
He had been texting me since every single day since December 13th. He flew out to visit family on the 20th, and up until Monday, and then after Monday he stopped texting me, but he's in Europe visiting family until January 8th. But
right.
I found it, I love being pursued and courted.
I know, that's the baiting period.
Oh, and he's been liking everything on my social media.
I got news for you. That's the baiting period. It is not unusual that they drop back and say, okay, baby doll, come and get me.
Even if he's an alpha male and he's European.
Especially if he's alpha male. Remember, when they come over, I have had the experience of women dating men that are European who have not a lot of experience with Americans. And when they come here, it's like they get trained by other men to play their games. Do you see?
Well, on the second date, he invited me over to his apartment, and you had told
that
me,
sounds European.
And you told me to.
But you know what? The truth of the matter is, a European, they don't make as big a deal of sex as we do. Our Judeo-Christian culture is so moralistic that, you know, we go berserk with slip bra straps. And you know, the bra straps fall over on your shoulder. Mm-hmm. In Europe, sex is not that big a deal.
Right.
And so
when
he asked you over, it didn't mean he was going to rape you when you got there.
No, you told me to pretend he had a vagina. So I
That's
went,
good, girl.
He was a gentleman. And
there you are.
We were there for a few minutes, and he asked me for lunch. We went to lunch, and then he asked me back to his place. And that's when I didn't know if I had chemistry for him, but I do, because when I went back to his place, he started kissing me, and he wanted to be God. He actually wanted to be God.
And for those of you that are listening, I consider men God when they give us oral sex and don't expect it in return.
Well, he knew that I had to go to work that day, and he knew that it was a chance that I wouldn't have time to stay there.
You can't make the mistake of to ask.
No, I was flattered. And,
good girl.
He flew out to his homeland that evening, and he has been texting me every single day up until this past Monday. And
fine.
I'm thinking about you. I'm thinking about you. What are you doing today? And
that's
I would always
fine.
Respond back as a lady. I was always I would always respond back. And but I
but
haven't heard from him since Monday.
Were you a sensuous lady?
What does that mean?
That means, you know, you make remarks about the pleasantry of him asking to make love to you. Do you talk about the strokes he gives you?
When he asks me how I'm doing, I tell him how I'm feeling.
Yes,
and,
good.
I always say thank you for asking.
Yes.
But I don't.
Okay,
discuss sex.
I know that, but you're. You're sensuous and you're sexual.
I'm being a lady.
You're being a lady. That's right. Okay.
I'm being a lady, and I'm telling him how I'm feeling. I'm feeling inspired. I'm feeling rested.
I'm hearing
happy.
You getting irritated and frustrated because he's not making plans. Is that right?
No, I don't think he would make plans because he didn't make plans the second time. He just asked me over to his place. And when I went there,
that's
then
a
he
big
asked
deal.
Me. Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, he's
that's
on vacation.
Big deal.
I wouldn't expect him to ask me out. Well, he did say he wants to be God to me when he gets back. That's what he said.
You know what? That's a promise. You have a viable, moving relationship.
Well, I haven't heard from him since Monday, but you always say, wait a minute,
he's got 8 weeks between each reach out.
Yes,
please.
Plus, he's on vacation. He's on vacation, too, right?
He's visiting family, yes.
I don't care where he is. He's got 8 weeks, in my book, until he's off the board.
Yes, and in the meantime, I'm duty dating. He was a duty
date. I want you to.
Yes.
I want
and,
you to
oh,
date
for
three men at least
right,
three
I'm
times.
And, okay, so for New Year's, he's liked everything on my social media, and I've liked two things on his social media. I just liked something that he posted.
Good.
But on New Year's, what kind of a New Year's salutation should I give him? Or
something,
do I not give
like,
him any?
It was so nice meeting you in 16. I look forward to 17.
Really?
Yes.
I can say that.
Why not?
I'm sorry, we're okay. out of time, and we're going to have to go.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Thanks,
bye.
Caller. Well, thank Dr. You, Allen, this is our last show for 2016.
Good.
So what do
now
you have to...
Now we can start 17.
Yes, what do you have to say to us for 2017?
I'm going
to
say the same thing. The only way we know we love ourselves or anybody else is by the commitments we're willing to make and keep.
Awesome. Hey, everybody, I wanted to tell you a little bit more about what was going on. Unfortunately, we're not going to be able to do that tonight. So to find out about what Sue has planned for those new classes and for Monday and Wednesday night in January, please go to www.drpatallen.com. Follow us on Facebook, tweet with us, and give us a one-up on Google+. We love you, and we'll see you again in 2017.
Happy New Year!
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication. Right here on LA Talk Radio.